"'No!' Viserys screamed. He turned to Ser Jorah, pleading in the common tongue with words the horsemen would not understand. "'Hit her, Mormont! Hurt her! Your king commands it! Kill these Dothraki dogs and teach her!' The exile knight looked from Danny to her brother, she barefoot, with dirt between her toes and oil in her hair, he with his silks and steel. Danny could see the decision on his face. "'He shall walk, Khaleesi,' he said. He took her brother's horse in hand while Danny remounted her silver. Viserys gaped at him and sat down in the dirt. He kept his silence, but he would not move, and his eyes were full of poison as they rode away. Soon he was lost in the tall grass. When they could not see him any more, Danny grew afraid. "'Will he find his way back?' she asked Ser Jorah as they rode. "'Even a man as blind as your brother should be able to follow our trail,' he replied. "'He is proud. He may be too ashamed to come back.' Jorah laughed. "'Where else should he go? If he cannot find the Khalasar, will most surely find him. It's hard to drown in the Dothraki Sea, child.' Danny saw the truth of that. The Khalasar was like a city on the march. But he did not march blindly. Always scouts ranged far ahead of the main column, alert for any sign of game or prey or enemies, while outriders guarded their flanks. They missed nothing. Not here, in this land, the place where they had come from. These plains were a part of them. And of her, now.